And Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, About midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of an hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves? And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded,